For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. The kickoff for this year's Texas Tech Presidential Lecture and Performance Series is Texas native Lyle Lovett. The singer, songwriter, and actor will be interviewed by Texas Tech Public Media General Manager Paul Hunton. Four other performances are scheduled from November through April. The lineup is set and the stage will be ready for each of the five presentations in the 12th season of the Texas Tech University Presidential Lecture and Performance Series. The first one, October 12th, will be an evening of conversation with Lyle Lovett, a Houston native and four-time Grammy winner. Joe Moore, director of the series, says its overarching principle is to enhance the cultural landscape of the South Plains.
It's an exchange of ideas. It's entertainment, but it's more than entertainment. You know, not everything that we offer is going to fit every audience, but the point of the series is to be eclectic and to be a little maybe edgier than what Lubbock might be used to.
Moore says she believes audiences are growing more receptive to programs that might be outside their comfort zones. As Lubbock's medical community grows with transplants from larger cities and new faculty come to Texas Tech from around the country and the world, those people will find something in the series to support.
Being from larger cities, they're used to having a wider array of entertainment options. So we have country music down in the city, and we have rock and roll down, and it's just wonderful. But it's also fun to have world music come to town and to have public intellectuals to come speak and authors that are nationally and internationally known. We've had several poet laureates, and you know, how often do you have the opportunity to have poet laureates coming to any major city, let alone to Lubbock, Texas? So that's really been so much fun.
Some of the better-known guests in the past have included Garrison Keillor, the former host of National Public Radio's A Prairie Home Companion, authors Jeanette Walls and Michael Pollan, journalists Cokey Roberts and Tim Egan, the Manhattan Transfer, Judy Collins, and playwright Tony Kushner. After Lovett, the remaining lineup is Grammy-winning bluegrass band The Steel Drivers on November 17th. Sammy Miller and the Congregation, a show with jazzy stomp-your-feet dance music on February 23rd. The Other Mozart, a one-woman drama about Mozart's genius sister, on March 23rd. And the Ryrie Woodbury Dance Company on April 13th. Single or season tickets are available through Select-A-Seat at 806-770-2000 or online at selectaseatlubbock.com. Students get one free ticket with a valid TTU ID. Though some see Lubbock as being in the middle of nowhere, Moore says others view it differently.
A lot of times Lubbock, Texas is in the center of the country, so if people are trying to go east to west or west to east, it makes sense for the agents to kind of put the puzzle together and say, well, hey, you know, Lubbock could be on our path.
West Texans, Moore said, win over those who come to be part of the lecture and performance series, and word of that good friendliness and cordiality spreads.
But when they get to Lubbock, they love it. You know, we are very hospitable. We're a very friendly folk. The audience receives everyone well. So that gets around. And so I think people want to come.
Lyle Lovett's appearance is billed as a conversation, but attendees may get a treat.
But he'll have his guitar with him. So as he talks about certain songs, I would not be surprised if you'll hear him, you know, punctuate the conversation with some music.
For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney.